Pod, a Gannett-powered podcast on everything education, featuring Sheridan Hendricks and Megan Henry from the Columbus Dispatch.
Today on the Learning Pod, we're going to talk about universities requiring the COVID-19 vaccine. I'm Megan Henry, and I cover K-12 education for the Columbus Dispatch. With me is Sheridan Hendricks, who covers higher education. Ohio State President Christina M. Johnson announced on August 24th that the university will require students, faculty, and staff to have at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine by October 15th. For people receiving a two-dose vaccine, both doses must be received by November 15th. Ohio State's decision to mandate the vaccine came the day after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration granted full approval to the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Since then, the vaccine mandate at universities has had a ripple effect in Ohio. Otterbein University, Capital University, Miami University, Ohio University, Kent State University, Bowling Green State University, and the University of Toledo are all requiring vaccines, just to name a few. But what happens if a student doesn't get the COVID-19 vaccine?
Well, it really depends on the university. Each school has their own protocols for how to handle students who decide not to get vaccinated. At Ohio State, they won't be allowed to participate in on-campus activities for spring semester. So say a student doesn't get vaccinated by the deadline in fall semester, they will not be eligible to take in-person classes on campus in the spring. They will also not be eligible to live in on-campus residence halls or any university housing. President Johnson said on MSNBC the day after Ohio State made this mandate that, you know, students would not be disenrolled from the university if they choose not to get vaccinated, but they will not be allowed to participate on campus in the way that they would have been had they gotten vaccinated. So that's just Ohio State. Other schools have their own policies. Otterbein, for instance, they are private school in Westerville, they have a policy that says that if you don't get vaccinated, then you will not be allowed to enroll for classes in the spring. And, you know, it's for a number of reasons. One is that they're a lot smaller than Ohio State, so they don't have the same kind of, you know, hybrid and online learning options that a larger university has. So it's just not practically possible to accommodate all of these students that choose not to get vaccinated if there are a lot of them. But also, they're really trying to, you know, nail in the point, like, we want a fully vaccinated campus. You know, of course, there are exemptions for personal reasons, for medical reasons, for religious reasons. But these schools are really trying to nail in, like, you know, we're going to give you as many options as possible, but there will be consequences if you choose not to.
And you mentioned the exemptions. Can you expand on that a little bit? What are some of these examples of those exemptions for those who don't want to be vaccinated?
Yeah, so pretty much across the board, as we've seen in other venues, there are two main categories for exemptions. There's medical reasons and there's religious reasons. Some universities have thrown around the idea of including a personal conscience exemption, basically to say, like, you know, if this is not something that you personally agree with, then you can be exempt from it. But I don't think that those have gotten very far. Most people have just stuck with the religious and the medical exemptions.
Okay, interesting. And so what responses then are you hearing from students and staff on campus about these vaccine mandates?
I think a lot of people are relieved to see it happen. At least on Ohio State's campus, I got a lot of emails saying, you know, it's about time. I'm so glad that this is actually happening. You know, I got vaccinated back in the spring, and I'm so glad that, you know, I can feel this sense of peace going to class and knowing that the people around me are going to be vaccinated as well. There are also some questions. I mean, it's not, you know, 100% people feel okay with the vaccine mandate. Some people still have questions. You know, is it still too early to do a vaccine mandate? Is it okay to mandate something that still isn't FDA approved, you know, when it comes to Moderna or Johnson & Johnson's vaccines? So there's still been some questions there. I've definitely gotten some folks in my inbox asking questions like, well, my child's doctor says that they shouldn't get vaccinated. So how do they handle the vaccine mandate? And I'm like, well, it kind of just depends on your school. So I would say that all in all, most people are pretty excited that there's a vaccine mandate. A lot of folks that I talked to after Ohio State made their mandate, you know, they were kind of expecting a slew of other schools to follow suit. Ohio State being the biggest public university in Ohio, folks were kind of waiting to see what they were going to do. And once they kind of got the go-ahead in their eyes, you know, they could go ahead and do it for their universities as well. All of that to say, there were plenty of universities and colleges in Ohio before Ohio State made their mandate that were requiring vaccines. Most of them were smaller private colleges because in the state of Ohio, there was House Bill 244, which said, you know, private universities and schools cannot mandate this vaccine before it's FDA approved. So that really just left private universities with the option to do that. So there were a handful of those that had decided to mandate vaccines before they were FDA approved, but now everyone has the right to do it.
Because really what's getting at is just making sure that students can stay in classes and stay in the classrooms and get an education, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, folks have said, you know, vaccines are proven to be safe. They have proven to limit the number of people going into hospitals and ICUs, and it's greatly limited the number of people who are getting really sick from this virus. So people have said, you know, this is the best way to ensure that we can have a safe return to a quote unquote normal life. You know, masks are a great way to do that, but not everyone wants to wear masks all the time. You know, I don't love wearing a mask all the time, but I do it because that's what's asked of me. So a lot of folks, you know, who are at the helm of these decisions have said, listen, if we want to go back to any semblance of a normal life, then we're going to have to mandate these vaccines.
And then you mentioned the House bill and vaccines. They've been a hot button topic in the state house, and efforts have been made to prevent these vaccine mandates. So can you explain a bit about how universities are legally able to mandate vaccines?
So yeah, like I kind of touched on earlier, in Ohio, some lawmakers were trying to basically eliminate schools' possibilities to require COVID-19 vaccines. So in June, Governor Mike DeWine signed House Bill 244, which, among other things, banned public schools and universities from requiring COVID-19 vaccines while they were still under emergency use authorization. The bill officially goes into effect in mid-October. So between June and October, schools could still choose to require vaccines if they wanted to, knowing that in October, you know, if they were still under emergency use authorization, then they wouldn't be allowed to continue authorizing them or continue mandating them. However, since Pfizer became fully FDA approved for folks to use, it basically made the language moot, specifically regarding when they could require COVID-19 vaccines. So it was interesting that, you know, the day after Pfizer announces that they are fully FDA approved for their COVID-19 vaccine, that Ohio State went ahead and, you know, went forward and said, hey, we're going to require this now. So it was definitely something that folks were expecting. There were, you know, some questions about, you know, did DeWine sign this having some inkling of a thought that the vaccines would be fully FDA approved by the time that this bill would have fully gone into effect? Who knows for certain? But regardless, that aspect of House Bill 244, the amendment's language prohibiting the vaccines isn't legally binding at this point. So public schools and universities in Ohio can choose to require the COVID-19 vaccine should they choose to do so. Private universities, like we said, had the ability to do so the entire time. There's plenty of those who are still requiring them, and more are choosing to require them as the semester goes on. But yeah, that is how they are able to.
Sounds good. Thanks for that explanation. I know it can get kind of confusing with state house and legislation and things of that nature. So thanks for explaining that.
Sure thing. I think it's worth noting that I'm sure that we will continue to see more colleges and universities choose to require COVID-19 vaccines as the semester goes on and potentially into spring semester. If they haven't required it up till this point, I am guessing that a lot of schools will wait, because one of the consequences that a lot of the schools are using right now to try and get folks to get vaccinated is the option to go to school in the spring, you know, whether that be actually enrolled at the university or have the option to live a quote unquote, you know, more normal spring semester, you know, be in person, hang out with your friends, live on campus, stuff like that. So as we go further into the semester, it will be really interesting to see, you know, how many students do choose to get vaccinated as a result of these mandates. At Ohio State, back in August, when they originally, you know, started requiring this mandate, more than 73% of Ohio State's campus community had already had at least one shot. So this was students, staff, and faculty. President Johnson has said that she wants that to be higher. She wants to see more immunity on campus. And I know the other, you know, university presidents feel the same way. So it will be interesting to see as we start to approach these deadlines that these universities have put in place, you know, what is going to happen to the students who choose to not get vaccinated or weren't able to get vaccinated by these deadlines? What will happen spring semester? Will we see, you know, some backlash from folks who didn't get vaccinated, who are now, you know, living with these consequences? It will be a really interesting fall semester going into spring semester. Per usual, COVID likes to keep things very interesting for us. So I have no doubt that it will still be an issue that we are talking about for the months to come.
Sounds like another podcast episode on the horizon.
Oh, I'm sure there will be.
If you'd like to support more local journalism like this, please consider subscribing to the Columbus Dispatch. Visit dispatch.com/subscribe now to learn more. Thank you for listening.